Hi there, welcome to this edition of the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones, and real glad that you could join me. Today I'll be bringing you an overview of historic, contemporary, and future cultural events taking place in or emanating from our cultivated island of Cuba. I'll be right back.
Déjame que te diga la gloria del ensueño que evoca la memoria del viejo puente del río y la alameda. Déjame que te cuente, limeño, ahora que aún perfume el recuerdo.
Considered an artistic icon of Peru, Isabel Chabuca Granda is the star of a documentary that, from Cuba, honors one of the most legendary singers and composers in Latin America. The film Confessions, directed by Marta Luna, first came to light in 1988, 5 years after the death of Chabuca, and includes interviews with singers such as Armando Manzanero, Alberto Cortes, Pablo Milanes, and Mercedes Sosa, as well as family photos and concert footage. The tribute to the singer-songwriter takes place in the centenary of her birth and as part of the fifth meeting of creative women that meets in this capital until Saturday. According to Liuba Maria Evia, the organizer of the event, it seeks to strengthen the work of our creators and honor their legacies, and it is essential to remember Chabuca and listen to her music again. According to the specialized critic, Chabuca broke the structures of conventional poetry and the rhythm of the songs, avoiding the established rhymes, consonantes, and metrics, which unleashed a unique versatility and style. Chabuca, the folklorist, composed a large number of Creole waltzes and Afro-Peruvian rhythms, such as La Flor de Cinnamon, José Antonio, The Bridge of Sighs, and Fina Stump, which are part of the audiovisual. Her songs have been performed worldwide by singers such as Bola de Nieve, Amalia Mendoza, Julio Iglesias, Placido Domingo, La Lupe, and Cayetano Veloso, simply to name a few. On Saturday, a concert by Annie Garces, the Jade Duo, Veronica Cruz, Liuba Maria Evia, and the Colombian Marta Gomez will take place in the Theatre Hall of the National Museum of Fine Arts here in Havana. Cuba's embassy in Italy has published a text written in 1932 by Tina Modotti about the murder in Mexico of her partner Julio Antonio Mella 3 years earlier. A copy of the document was delivered to the Cuban ambassador, José Carlos Rodríguez, by the German writer Christian Barkhausen, author of the book Truth and Legend of Tina Modotti, and the winner of the Casa de las Americas Prize in 1988. The publication is entitled New Light on the Murder of Julio Antonio Mella. In it, the famous photographer, actress, and political activist Tina Modotti praises Mella, the Cuban revolutionary fighter, founder of the Communist Party of Cuba and the popular university José Martí. The author provides details about the murder of her partner in life. Before she died, she claimed that the then president of Cuba, Gerardo Machado, was ultimately responsible for the crime. Moldori says that Machado sent two professional gunmen from Havana to Mexico City to kill Mella. Her investigations also revealed that one of the main officials of the Mexican police who had traveled to Havana 2 weeks earlier was an important accomplice to the crime. There had even been an agreement between the ambassador of Cuba and the government of Mexico. Despite these and other evidence, Modotti points out in the document that the sole Cuban arrested by the police, in fact the technical organizer of the crime, was released after a few weeks on the grounds of so-called lack of evidence. Modotti writes that Valente Quintana, police chief who traveled to the Cuban capital, was not fired, but was appointed chief of the Central Police of Mexico, adding, no doubt, to reward him for his participation in the crime. Subsequently, all protest manifestations of the Mexican masses were attacked and sabotaged by the police. In 1932, the author stressed the third anniversary of his death had a new meaning. It will offer the possibility of demonstrating once again, with new evidence, the hypocrisy of bourgeois justice. Julio Antonio Meyer, 1903 to 1929, was one of the leading personalities of the Cuban Revolution. The historic leader, Fidel Castro, said on August the 22nd, 1975, in the solemn evening for the 50th anniversary of the foundation of the first Marxist-Leninist Party of Cuba, he was a bright, lucid, brave young man, one of the most extraordinary figures in the history of our country, a life so brief, so dynamic, so combative, and so deep. The International Book Fair of Havana 2020 is to demonstrate a more modern and updated identity, which will set guidelines for coming years without losing the recognized attributes. The president of the Cuban Book Chamber, Sonia Almaguer Darna, acknowledged that with the graphic components incorporated into the general concept, the Caribbean nation as host, the literary character of the event, and the guest country of honor in each edition are underlined. Designer Thais Maria Garcia explained that this year's poster will reflect Vietnam, with elements such as the star of its national flag, an ancestral drum, and references to its typical tapestries. Since its 29th edition, which will open on February the 6th, the fair, with its motto, "To Read is to Grow," will have a prominent campaign whose design will change with each guest country of honor and will have guidelines for the provinces. Recognized as the maximum exponent of the Cuban guaracha, guitarist and composer Benito Antonio Fernandez Ortiz, better known as Nico Saquito, was born in Santiago de Cuba on February the 13th, 1901, and he died on the 4th of August, 1982. Saquito composed more than 500 songs covering the entire range of Cuban popular music, including the music of the campesinas or countryside. His compositions have joined the repertoires of the most important artists and national groups both in Cuba and abroad. He was a composer of Cuban grace, cultivated a fine, mocking, and sparkling humor that narrates in his compositions the most sympathetic traditional chronicles of the island. His personal life, that of his acquaintances, both common or unique events, were the inspiration for his work. When the name of Nico Saquito is mentioned, the song "Take Care, Old Cock," or "Cuidatito, Compay Gallo," is immediately remembered. This he composed in 1936, and it became a piece of some notoriety through the voices and guitars of the Matamoros Trio, which made it popular. Other pieces include the famous Maria Cristina, which has been sealed in the memory of the Cubans, while "The Sway of My Cart" and "Goodbye, Compay Gato" were also very successful. Several foreign singers were inspired by the Cuban genius. They recorded famous songs of the times, such as "Walk Like Chencha La Gamba," "Mi Cinturita," and "I'm Leaving for the Moon." The Mexican trio Los Panchos especially made thousands of fans with "Silverio, Facundo y La Luna." "My songs are born from bliss, from a story I hear anywhere, from a joke, and of course from the joys and worries that have come to me at some point in my life. But all have popular roots. Hence the multiplicity of his guarachas, guajiras, and boleros. In them the Cubano himself is reflected, his daily life, since his music is a reflection of his personal idiosyncrasies. The nickname of Nico came from his ability playing baseball in the stadiums of his native Santiago de Cuba. Someone commented that it seems that he had a bag in his hand in the game, and he stayed with the name forever. His fondness for sport would be replaced by music. In the first decades of the 20th century, when the Antillean island was overflowing with singer-songwriters, Nico Saquito rose through the musical competition in the country. Both his mother and his aunt were voices in the Santiago neighborhood of Tivoli, and he sucked up the musical traditions of his city. In 1928, he started out as a troubadour with the Quarteto Castillo, in which he was director and second voice. Subsequently, he was part of the typical Oriental group led by Guillermo Mozo, with whom he made his first trip to Havana. After this experience, he returned to his home province and founded Los Guaracheros de Oriente, with whom he performed in Cuba, Puerto Rico, and Venezuela into the 1950s. Nico Saguito alternated with Almadru Godor or José Ramón Sánchez, Cida González, and Rutilio, Mercedes Valdez, Senen Suarez, and Obdulio Morales, amongst other renowned musicians. And until his death, he worked in the emblematic bar-restaurant La Bodeguita del Medio in Old Havana. And that's it from me for today on the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones.